Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Warm Springs COVID-19 team made recommendations to the Warm Springs Tribal Council and was approved by Tribal Council on Wednesday, January 26, 2022. The adopted adjustments to COVID-19 protocols for tribal employees in an effort to gain more control over the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic state that for the protection of our community, it is mandated that all tribal employees be fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated is defined as two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna, plus a booster at dates determined by clinical staff, or one dose of Johnson & Johnson, plus a booster 2 months following the first dose. They will allow employee exemptions for medical or religious reasons, but will require medical or religious exemptions to be on file with human resources and weekly COVID tests. If you report to the clinic for a COVID test, you must wait to report back to work until you receive your results, with up to 3 hours of administrative leave granted while you await results, but that can only be used twice. After that, you will need to use PTO or leave without pay. The full protocol will be available in today's news posted on the KWSO website. At the start of the new year, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs purchased an additional ownership interest in the Pelton Round Butte Hydroelectric Project, an emissions-free three-dam complex on the Deschutes River, co-owned by Portland General Electric and the tribes. The tribes increased their share from 33.33% to 49.99%. The tribes became co-owners of the hydroelectric facilities in 2001 through an agreement that provided the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs with an additional opportunity to purchase another 16.66% in 2021. Jim Mannion is the general manager of the Warm Springs Power and Water Enterprises. He talks about the benefits of the increase in ownership.
The real benefit behind it is the economic gain the tribes will see as a result of taking a larger volume of energy out of the project and being able to market that and sell that energy. The board of directors and the tribal council authorized was an execution of a power sales agreement between us and Portland General Electric at a price that makes the project economically beneficial for us to take that increased ownership. So what we should see in a few years to come is an increased value or increased benefit economically to the general fund.
For more than 40 years, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs and PGE have worked together to generate power and advance an ambitious set of environmental goals, including the reintroduction of salmon and steelhead runs to the Deschutes River. The Warm Springs Office of Vital Statistics has posted the district voting list in preparation for the upcoming Tribal Council election 2022. If a tribal member would like to change districts, they can do that in accordance with Ordinance 44, which states any such registration change must be filed more than 60 days prior to any election in order to be effective for that particular election. For new registrations, such registrations shall be effective for elections held 60 days or more after such registration. Tribal Council elections will be held in the beginning of April. In NFL news, it is the end of an era in Pittsburgh as 2004 first-round draft pick quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has announced his retirement after 18 seasons with the Steelers. As reported by NFL.com, Roethlisberger, also known as Big Ben, announced his retirement via video on Twitter. Big Ben retires as a two-time Super Bowl winner, was Rookie of the Year in 2004, and had the fifth most career passing yards at 64,088 in NFL history, according to ESPN. In local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs will be on the road tomorrow as they travel to Corbett for league action. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. The Buff Boys will be hosting Corbett tomorrow in the Buffalo Dome with tip-off at 7 p.m. You can catch that live action here on KWSO. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.